Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we've got two trades, one involving the Ravens and the Rams. The Rams sent Pro Bowl corner Marcus Peters to Baltimore.
The Ravens.
Yeah.
That's not good for us.
I don't know if we know what he's got, what they've gotten back yet in that deal. We'll see. And the Browns have traded Austin Corbett for a undisclosed 2021 pick. Now, Dustin, we have lauded John Dorsey for the job he's done here in Cleveland. But he deserves some criticism because he drafted Austin Corbett with the 33rd pick in the draft.
It's a first-round pick, dude.
And I remember at the time you and I both saying, why would you draft a guard when you need a tackle? Now, it turns out they need a guard now, too. But at the time, they needed a tackle. Joe Thomas was retiring. And we're like, this guy's a guard in the NFL, maybe. And there were tackles available. He didn't draft them. And now Austin Corbett is at least a bust for the Browns. Now, maybe his career will turn around with the Rams. Maybe he'll play center there. Maybe he'll play guard. I don't know what he's going to do. But the Browns have essentially cut him, right? I mean, if you couldn't even get a 2020 draft pick for the guy. Think about that. They had to trade for a 2021 draft pick. Nobody would even give up a 2020 draft pick for Austin Corbett. And I'm guessing the Browns got maybe a seventh round pick in 2021. So that pick's a disaster. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And we'll see. So Dorsey deserves some criticism there. I mean, you know, right now three of the four top picks he took last year.
Well, Talkie can't see the field this year. Okay.
He's a rookie though.
That's fine. I mean, third round pick, you should be in the Browns have injuries at linebacker.
Yep.
He's not in the rotation at all.
Well,
what's Chad Thomas doing?
Nothing. Jannard Avery.
He can't see the field.
Antonio Callaway.
Unreliable.
I mean, listen. Baker, Denzel Ward, Nick Chubb, three of his first four picks. That's pretty darn good. That's pretty darn good. No?
Baker, Denzel Ward, and Nick Chubb.
And Nick Chubb.
He had three.
That's right. Now, to be fair.
And Denzel Ward is,
well,
he's injury prone right now.
Yeah, but come on. The guy was a Pro Bowler as a rookie. I mean,
you're convinced he's definitely going to be a Pro Bowler for the rest of his career?
I'm not. He's got to stay healthy, but I know he's a good player if he stays healthy.
He's a good player.
Baker's not playing well, but I'm pretty sure he's a good player too. So, you know, Nick Chubb's a stud. The rest of last year's draft, big all question marks. I think Callaway's shown some flashes, but he's got to put it together. So far, Greedy Williams has played, what, one game or one and a half games? And
listen, the jury's out.
Mack Wilson,
the jury's out on Dorsey. You got Odell Beckham. That's a good trade.
Yeah.
Happy about that.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, listen. The bloom's off the rose with him a little bit.
The bloom's off the rose with everybody in this franchise.
That's true. You know, it felt like Dorsey's batting average was pretty high. But if you look back, he's made some really good moves. And ultimately, if Baker ends up being the quarterback we think he is, then most of the rest of it doesn't matter.
Correct.
But, yeah, I mean, he's drafted, what, 16 players the last 2 years. And outside of Mayfield, Ward, and Chubb, it doesn't look like he got much at this point. Now, it's not fair. Well, even though you and I agree, especially you, that they shouldn't have drafted Austin Seibert, I won't say it's a good pick. He's at least been a good player.
Correct.
You know, even if he wasn't good value as a fifth-round pick,
sure.
But he's been a good player. The rest of this year's draft picks have been a minor factor or a non-factor. And the same thing for everybody drafted after Nick Chubb last year. That's fair. Now, that's still a lot better than some of the past GMs, But yeah, he's made some mistakes. Traded Kevin Zeitler. That was a mistake. And to be fair, even though at the time we defended it, Dustin, the Tyrod Taylor trade was a mistake.
He was. Wasted third round pick.
Yeah. That was a mistake. And we liked it at the time. We thought it made sense.
Because we didn't know about Baker.
Right.
And we didn't know, you know, where they were going to go if, you know.
But they didn't need Tyrod Taylor.
They didn't need Tyrod.
Was not as you could have started Drew Stanton if you had to at the beginning of the season. Or you could have found another veteran that you could have signed off the street.
And it's early on Freddie Kitchens, but he hired Freddie Kitchens.
That's right. You know,
without really looking anywhere else.
We were looking at Dorsey as like a 10, and now he's like a 7.5. Still much better than most of the other GMs the Browns have been zeros.
It is. Listen, things have not gone as planned.
No. And he deserves some blame. And now, we'll see. To be fair, most of the guys this year, they're rookies. Not most of the guys. They're all rookies.
Sure.
And they have, you know, we don't know yet.
You still have the youngest roster in football. Okay?
Yes. The guys
with
take
with a first-year head coach. So there's going to be growing pains along the way. No one's writing this off and saying it's all a disaster, but it has not gone as planned to this point.
And he, you know, most importantly, he's hit on three standout guys early in last year's draft. And the early signs on Greedy Williams were good, too. But later in the draft, he has not. It's been bad. And Austin Corbett, the 33rd pick in the 2018 draft, was a complete waste. Yep. A complete waste. Guys you could have drafted there, Dustin. Will Hernandez, who's turned out to be a good player, offensive lineman for the Giants. Darius Leonard.
Good player.
Linebacker for the Colts. Cortland Sutton, wide receiver. I don't know.
He had a baller play last week.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some other guys, but, you know, it is what it is.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.